Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
John is on vacation. John Harris from the Houston Texans and FootballTakeover.com is filling in for him. And on the phone, we have Brooks Cabina from the Houston Chronicle, who goes to press conferences and who was there on Wednesday when Lovie Smith gave what I think, Brooks, was one of the odder things I've seen in terms of a team continuing to double down on saying that there's no change when it very much appears like there's a change. What exactly is going on with the Texans' official line on who's going to be quarterback on Sunday?
Well, their official line is they've kept that to themselves, and on today is when we'll talk to the quarterback. So they've held that for a while. So Lovie Smith calls it a competitive advantage, and then moments after getting off the podium, it gets out that Kyle Allen's taking first team reps in practice on Wednesday, locally, nationally, and everywhere. So, it's just an exercise. It's strange whenever you know that, and the back and forth of sparring about whether the quarterback change is happening or not is kind of pointless in that kind of sphere. So, the Texans can kind of – the odd thing, too, was talking to Pep Hamilton after that, asked him about the quarterback change, and they just said flat out no, which you can deliver a half-truth. You know, the Texans go out practice – change up the reps, Kyle Allen could go in and take first-team reps, which he did, and they don't have to officially tell the media or the players and then wait till the end of the week, tell their guy, and then, go into the game, with their new quarterback. I mean, that's the projection here. Expect to talk to Kyle Allen today, and that's the way that they've decided to do it, which is what they've decided to do. And on the same day, talking to Lovie Smith about how the Jets, who are playoff contending and are probably looking for more competitive advantages than anyone at this point, came out and said that they would bench Zach Wilson. So the Texans have their way of doing business and the way that they've talked to us, and that was the way it played out.
Okay, Brooks, so let's say that when we go over to the press conference today and it is Kyle Allen and it does become seemingly official. I mean, anything can happen, I suppose. But let's say it is Kyle Allen. What do you expect? What do you expect from Kyle Allen? And now I guess we can talk about it because we're going to talk about it on Saturday night, too, on Extra Points, by the way. So make sure you check out Brooks Cabina and I with Drew Doherty on Extra Points Saturday night. So now we're actually going to talk about it. If it is Kyle Allen, which we expect it's going to be Brooks, what changes? What do you think changes in the offense, and what do you expect from Kyle Allen?
Well, I think Kyle Allen's a quarterback that can come in and play with house money. I mean, one of the things that the Texans have struggled to do is push the ball downfield, especially early on in the game. And Kyle Allen, in his career, I know it's been in different schemes, but you just look at his average yards per target, and it's a yard over than Davis Mills for this year. And he kind of captured the fan base a bit whenever he was starting for the Panthers in 2019, and he was kind of a guy that made things happen. And I think he can come in and play a little bit more loose, which, honestly, the last 3 to 4 weeks, I was kind of expecting Davis Mills to play more so that way. I mean, Davis was a quarterback who was drafted in the third round in 2021 and came into this year knowing that this was an evaluation year, that he needed to make something happen, else the Texans would be going pursuing a quarterback in the offseason. So I think Allen brings that to the table. He's been in the NFL for 4 years, two different teams, and got a chance to talk to a couple of players in the locker room on Wednesday. And they described him as a veteran who stepped in, and he was throwing the ball around. And I expect that he's going to talk about this as a chance for himself to, get a chance to play again. He's on a one-year deal, and I'm kind of relating this to the last time there were some quarterback changes in a similar way back in 2013. I remember how Case Keenum came in and started throwing the ball, chucking it around, and ended up getting himself an opportunity with the Vikings later on. So this is an opportunity for a quarterback to get himself a chance to get some self on film, and I think Allen will treat that. We'll see that on Sunday too, just in the way that he plays the game.
One thing Robert Saleh had said when he announced the benching of Zach Wilson was that, you know, Zach Wilson would play again for the Jets. This was not an end to his career and all of that. Would you be surprised if Davis Mills plays again this season?
No, I wouldn't. And it's interesting how you can just communicate that pretty easily as a coach. And I mean, it's Davis Mills is under contract for 2 more years. When Nick Caserio was talking to you guys on Wednesday morning, he said that he felt that Mills had a bright future ahead of him. So, I mean, he's going to be around for 2 more years under contract. And if they were to draft a quarterback with their right now number one overall pick, he'd be under contract to be the backup. They'd still want him to push whoever it is in practice. And maybe if he, gets better over time, that he'd come back to it. I mean, but for this year specifically, to your question, no, it wouldn't surprise me if it's a reset and they go back and maybe Cal Allen plays poorly. Maybe he plays worse. And then going back to him by the end of the year, I mean, there are 7 games remaining. So we saw it last year whenever Tyrod Taylor came back from injury, played for a bit. Didn't work out. They turned back to Mills to do some more evaluation. So, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if they turned back to him by the end of the year, depending on how Allen played.
All right, Brooks. So we can talk about hypotheticals because it's sports radio. It's what we do. Let's say Kyle Allen goes 6-1 down the stretch. Just goes crazy. Goes 6-1 down the stretch. Now, listen, I know you people out there listening are going, it ain't happening. Well, listen, anything could happen. Kyle Allen goes 6-1 as a starting quarterback down the stretch. What do you do going into 2023?
Well, I mean, depends on how he looks, right? But I have a hard time thinking that whenever you've made a quarterback change in the middle of a season like this, that you don't highlight that as the position of need going into the offseason regardless. Gosh, if he was to come in and look really, really good, I mean, that changes a lot. But, now we're delving into what is – expected versus what we could see.
Right.
I just sitting there today, knowing even where Kyle Allen played with the Panthers going into 2019, where he looked well, he looked good at times, but they didn't win very many games, and he threw, I think, as many of his interceptions as touchdowns, or at least close to it. And they still went in search of quarterbacks, so that was his final year with them. So I think it would still be realistically on the Texans' docket to go in search of a quarterback.
Speaking with Brooks Cabina from the Chronicle, Brooks, I feel like it's kind of an indication of just how this Texans season has gone, is that one of the things that I'm clamoring for and most eager to see is third or fourth string running back Eno Benjamin. Why have I not seen Eno Benjamin?
Well, I mean, last week was a short week, and you also had Amari Rodgers joining the team, and then he was joining in late in practice, and they didn't have a chance to use him last week too. So, yeah, no, I mean, I think we'll see him a lot. I think, in terms of spelling Damian Pierce at times. I mean, you look at the disparity in numbers between Damian Pierce's carries and Rex Burkhead and Dio Gumbawale, and it's vast. They need somebody else to come in and help out, especially with 7 games remaining for a rookie running back who seems to have a bright future, and you want to make sure that you're not spending too much on games that ultimately when they're going to a playoff push or not. So, I mean, he's a guy who can stretch the field on the outside, and he's got some speed to him. He can catch passes. We saw that a lot when in his time with the Cardinals and even in college in Arizona State. He played in 2 spread systems in talking to him myself, he said this is the first time he's ever played in a pro-style offense where you're coming out of a huddle going under center. Unless he was doing that up in Wiley whenever he was playing in high school, but I doubt that in the way the high school football is also played in Texas. But I think he can add some interest to the offense and maybe give them another option when Pierce isn't there. So I think it's definitely going to be on the table because Pep Hamilton here, and I mean, he's fighting for his job too. I think when you look at this run-oriented scheme, to have two guys at your disposal, I think there are a lot of other people on the waiver wire. That's just another way of Nick Cassiero to add players in a salary cap strapped season. They couldn't really make that many moves at the trade deadline either. And I think we'll see a significant time for Mino Benjamin. And honestly, I think that's one of the more interesting things about this team going forward this year.
Brooks, you feel the same way about Amari? Amari Rodgers added as well. By the way, Falcons wide receiver Bryan Edwards was released or waived, and he is subject to waivers. I wouldn't mind taking a look at him. But Amari Rodgers comes in, 5'10", 215, punt return skills, plays more in the slot than on the outside. What do you project for Amari? Is it kind of the same thing, or do you feel like there's more opportunity because they can play, obviously, three and four wide receivers at a time? What do you expect to see from Amari, if at all, on Sunday?
Maybe I'm just trained to not expect much from wide receiver pickups from the Texans the past 2 years because they have cycled through that so much. And also, Rodgers has not produced as much as a receiver in the NFL to this point. I'm not saying that doesn't mean he can't do that with the Texans, who significantly need that. But I'm also surprised by the addition on itself because the Texans' special teams has been playing at an A-plus level, and they've got two good return men in Tre'Mont Smith as a kick returner, and Desmond King's been solid. And, I mean, right now they're in a position where Derek Stingley is injured, and, you know, you have to have Desmond King go to the outside, and he's playing more snaps as a cornerback, and maybe they want to give him more of a break whenever he goes in as a punt returner. But Rodgers fumbled 5 times this year. So really that's just a capital P potential in a guy that you maybe bring him into your own building, see if he can shake the dust off and figure things out. I don't expect to see Rodgers as much as I do Benjamin in this year. And I think he would take a lot more development because, I mean, just the way that you've seen the last two wide receivers come in, fitting into Pep Hamilton's playbook on lower depth of the wide receiver depth chart hasn't really produced many targets. Tyron and Tyler Johnson both combined for less than 3 catches in their time with the Texans because, I mean, they're trying to target Brandon Cooks. I mean, that's its own conversation between him and Nico Collins, just getting to someone in the slot. I mean, that's the last 7 games. I would expect very little production out of Amari Rodgers, who's just probably coming in to get a new place to develop. And they picked up his contract, so we'll see how he continues to grow in a new environment.
So this game opened up with the Texans as 11.5-point underdogs. I'm seeing on DraftKings right now they are 14-point underdogs. 11.5 did seem kind of shy for how the Texans have been versus the Dolphins. If the Texans are to pull this upset off somehow, what would you see having to happen other than just turnovers?
I mean, that's the one.
I cut you off the knees by taking away turnovers.
And they got five of them last year and we didn't win. So,
yeah. I mean, we've seen the Texans play to their potential and at their best at times this year, and it hasn't been enough. And this is a Dolphins team that's got two wide receivers that are probably going to eclipse 1,500 yards. I mean, the Texans need this to be an ugly game to win. They need Tua Tagovailoa to turn the ball over. They need their defense to play sloppy. They need to be able to control the game with Damian Pierce and Eno Benjamin and capitalize on turnovers. They just need this to be the worst game the Dolphins played, and they need to have it play to their style. I mean, the way the Texans play football, the way that they've chosen to play offense, it plays to that. So they're not going to be able to keep pace with a high-octane offense, and especially if they get a bunch of possessions quick, which has been happening with the Texans. So, like, if, you know, these first 3 drives, the Texans have been going 3 and out quite frequently this year, And that gives a potent offense all the more of the upper hand. So I think that's what also necessitates a quarterback change, because you just need to get some ball movement. The Texans rank last in the NFL in average yards per drive, 26 per drive. They just need to start to get the ball moving. If the Dolphins are moving smoothly and it's not a sloppy game, I mean, they're going to eclipse that line.
Brooks Cabina from the Houston Chronicle. Brooks, I always enjoy your features that you do on players on the weekend. Who do you have coming up this weekend?
Well, we'll be talking to the quarterback today. So if
the starting quarterback for the Houston Texans. Okay.
Yeah, the starting quarterback. Maybe I'll just go along with that right now. Let's see who it might be whenever we get a chance to talk to whoever that might be.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brooks.
Yeah. All right. Anytime, guys.
All right. Cool.
See you Saturday night, Brooks.
The Jets are making a change of quarterback too. Robert Saleh handled the situation a lot differently than the Texans did on Wednesday. And he said a couple things that I wonder if they apply to the Texans. We'll hear exactly how different it was coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.